Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, bringing you the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Well, hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, January 11th, 2016. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a big success. Well, I pray that all of you had a peaceful and productive weekend and that you're clear on your goals for this week and ready to make it happen. Now, I have some questions for you because our theme all of this year is taking control in 2016. And all of this year, we're going to be talking about the importance of taking control, reminding you of being in control of your life and of your business. And I like to say it's time for you to start driving the car, right? The car of success. We've been passengers long enough, right? So it's time for you to go ahead and take that driver's seat and stop letting life, stop letting people, places, and things be in control of something that belongs to you. Only you should be driving the car of success, which is so very, very important. Because for every day that we wake up, from the time we take that breath and getting out of the bed, we have a choice as to whether or not we are going to lead our lives, whether we're going to take that driver's seat, or whether we're going to just procrastinate or be plain out lazy, sit in the back seat, and let someone else take the wheel. So it's important for you to understand this one thing about taking control, because taking control is all about you accepting responsibility for your own success. It's about, you know, a woman about business who is ready to take charge, take action, take control of her life and her business. And there are five things that's so important that I feel, especially as businesswomen, that we need to be taking control of. We need to be taking control of our daily workflow and operations. We need to be taking control of prospecting and finding individuals who are interested in our services or our products. We need to be taking control of our marketing and our sales. We need to be taking control of customer communications, how we communicate with others, our clients, our prospective clients. We need to be looking at what are we sending out every week, what are we doing. And then we need to be taking control overall of strategic planning. Strategic planning, I talk about it a lot, usually starting in July, to push people into planning for the next year. And I want to just let you know that strategic planning is an everyday kind of planning, actually, because strategic planning is all about creating a blueprint to accomplish a project or an objective or something that you want to see done in your business. So strategic planning is a part of taking control. Now, there is one thing that you need to know about taking control, ladies, and that is you must be willing to be a leader. You must be willing to get in that driver's seat and say, you know what, I'm tired of doing all the self-thinking, the negative self-thinking, the negative self-talking, or allowing what other people say to act as a decision maker for me. It is time that I get in that driver's seat and make the decisions that I feel are best for me. And that is why I've chosen taking control, because I totally believe that 2016 is definitely another year where women are going to have major breakthroughs, women in particular, where women are pioneering new ideas, new products, new services. Women are breaking through and making it happen like never before. And so I want to encourage you to take control, of your life and business, and don't let anyone else run it for you, because at the end of the day, as my mama used to say, Nobody is going to put the food in the refrigerator for you but you. So you are the one that is responsible for your success. And, oh, boy, isn't it wonderful when we can accomplish our dreams and our goals. I want to remind everybody that today's show is only 30 minutes. We are going to go back to the one-hour format probably at the beginning of February, but for the month of January, we are going to be having 30-minute shows. I want to just give you a little bit about our lineup today. I will have for you 5 questions to help you indeed take control. We are reading the book all this month, Breaking the Spirit of Average by Joseph B. Washington, and today I'm going to be reading the chapter excerpt, Value Your Time. I'm going to be letting you know about upcoming events that are going to be happening at Women About Biz, so you definitely want to have your calendar out for that. As well as coming up lastly is our Taking Control educational topic, and I'm going to be giving you some ways to be better organized in your business as our subtopic for today is taking control of your daily workflow. You know, I realize that a lot of the times when we are solo entrepreneurs, we are the ones that are managing the business, doing all of the different roles, playing all of the different roles of the business. A lot of the times our workflow is not running smoothly. We feel like we're all over the place. And I include myself in that because although I have contractors and vendors and people that help out, I still consider myself a solo entrepreneur. And so, again, I think it's very, very important that in order for you to start having results, to start seeing things positively and flow your way, you have got to get a grip on your daily workflow. And I'm going to be giving you later on 5 ways to be better organized. So, ladies, look, get your pen and your notepad out and get ready to take some serious notes down that are going to help you in your life and your business. And you will be able to put this information to use right away. So I want to remind you of that. I also want to remind you, again, the show is only going to be 30 minutes today, but this is such a good time to quickly flash over on another line and to let someone else that you know needs a blessing. They need to be motivated. They need to be encouraged. Perhaps they said they wanted to start a business. Perhaps they said they, you know, are having issues with their business, not quite sure they're in the right business. But whatever the reason, someone has probably shared with you that they need support. And that's what Successful Woman Radio is all about. It is about helping women take charge, take control, and pursue their dreams and goals down the road of success. It is indeed 12:07 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and your business success coach. I want to make sure that you all are going over to womenaboutbiz.com and checking out some of the wonderful things that we have going on. Coming up on the 11th of January, we have our group coaching, and we are actually doing Workflow 101, so you definitely want to check that out, starting on the 11th of January. And then, of course, we've got our Business Women's Night Out happening here in the Metro Atlanta area. So if you're anywhere near and around the Metro Atlanta area, you definitely want to check out our Business Women's Night Out. If you're located in another city and you've been wondering, hey, how is it that I can start my own network? How is it that I can start making new connections and having another way to break through the doors, the barriers, to let people know about who I am and what I do? Well, perhaps you might want to consider becoming a Business Women's Night Out host, and you can check that information out at womenaboutbiz.com. All you need to do is go to the website, womenaboutbiz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra.com, and hold your mouse over programs and click on Business Women's Night Out, and from there, you'll be able to check out our opportunity. I also want to remind all of you who are too busy to get out to live networking events, or for all of you who are on a national, international level, and you've been wanting to connect with women globally, then our Busy Woman Virtual Networking Event is definitely something that you should participate in. Coming up on Tuesday, January 19th, that's next Tuesday, you will be able to join in on our virtual networking, all via telephone, and you'll be able to hear our featured guest, Bernadette Johnson, who is an accounting and tax expert. She will be discussing the advantages of owning a home-based business. And, of course, our Women About Biz Money Balanced expert, Teresa Johnson, is our facilitator also for our virtual networking, and you will absolutely love it. Here's why I like it. I like it because you still get the opportunity to hear a great speaker, get educated. You get an opportunity to also introduce your business and share your products or your services. And at the end of the virtual networking event, don't worry about trying to figure out who's who on the line, because you are going to be receiving within 48 hours a database copy of all of the participants, their names, their emails, their phone number, and how you can get in touch with them. So this is a great deal. So how much does all of this cost? Well, ladies, it's only $10 until tomorrow, and then after that, it's the regular price of $15. So I want you all to participate in our virtual networking. It's really great. It's something that you should really take advantage of, and it's really a great way if you're looking to meet women outside of your regular business area or where you live. So it's a great opportunity. So don't forget to take advantage of that. Also coming up at Women About Biz, something that's close and dear to my heart, and I want you guys to be looking out for it. On the 30th of January, here in Atlanta, so if you're anywhere near Atlanta, you definitely need to be getting here for this. It's a Saturday, and I believe it is January the 30th. We are going to be doing a women's real estate investment and wealth seminar with guru Sonia Booker. Now, the information is going to be going up on tomorrow on our website at Women About Biz, but I wanted to mention it so that you guys will be able to go ahead and check it out on tomorrow. But I'm very, very excited about that. Sonia is known as one of the foremost women on real estate investing, and she is a wealth of information and knowledge. And again, because this year is all about taking control, well, we need to learn how to diversify as businesswomen. If your business is successful, that's wonderful. Now, how are you going to take some of the money that you're making in your business and be able to grow that money? Well, real estate investing is one of those ways. Or what if you're still looking for something that you would like to do that makes great money, right? It's something that you can be proud of, something that is exciting. And, you know, what better exciting than helping people to find homes that they can move into, or learning how to flip homes? You've seen all of the reality series on home garden television and that kind of thing. Well, I want you to understand that real estate investing is something that is very, very real. My husband and I have been doing it now for over 20-plus years, and I am excited to be partnering with Sonia Booker, who is going to be our real estate and wealth expert at Women About Biz. So again, the event is going to be on the 30th of January, which indeed I believe is a Saturday, and it's going to be from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Now, that is the tentative time frame, but I want you to go ahead and mark your calendar simply because this is an event that I know that you're not going to want to miss. Even if you're not sure if you're interested in real estate, you still want to think about being a part of this event, because she's also going to be talking about other wealth strategies as well. So, again, that's going to be on Saturday, January the 30th at the DoubleTree Hotel, 285 and La Vista Road in Atlanta. And if you're in Alabama, North Carolina, South Carolina, this is a great Saturday to drive down and participate with us at Women About Biz. I want to go ahead now and go right into our book of the month, which is Breaking the Spirit of Average by Joseph B. Washington. This is such an excellent book, and it's an easy book to read, but it's chocked full of wisdom and information. And so I want you to be, if you can't get a copy of the book, I want you to make sure you're on the show all so that you can hear the book, the excerpts every Monday. I want to start out by reading this quote. Time is the coin of your life. It is the only coin you have, and only you can determine how it will be spent. Be careful lest you let other people spend it for you. Now, ain't that the truth? This says, maybe you've heard that poem before. There's a lot in there that I will touch on throughout this book, but I want you to grasp right now is that you can only get to live this life once. Of course, you already know that, but if I followed you around all day, would I believe that you know it? Would I say, now there's a person who makes every moment count? Would you strike me as someone who lives life to the fullest? None of us gets to do over in life. This is our only shot to make this work, so we have to get it right, one day at a time. If you are going to break the spirit of average in your life, you must learn to value your time. Time, he says, is the one thing we are given equal amounts of each day, and it is the one thing we can never, ever get back once it's gone. Average people, they treat time as if it's cheap. People who break the spirit of average understand that time is precious. He says, I have found in the very word time the keys to making sure you value your time each day. He says, the letter T stands for take control of your time. The letter I in time stands for invest your time wisely. The letter M stands for move opposite of the crowd with your time. And then the letter E, lastly, stands for enjoy your downtime. He says one of the most common reasons that people with greatness on the inside of them stay average is that they lose control of their time. This is very easy to do. You have taken out the trash, opened your mail, fixed yourself a snack, caught the evening news, and now all your time is spent. You have the best intentions, but somehow by the time you stop to think about some of your long-term goals, it is already past 10 p.m. The day slipped away, and now there is no time or energy left for your bigger dreams. He says, I understand that you probably are very busy. That's why I'm telling you to take better control of your time. I am not telling you how much you need to accomplish in any given day or week, but I am telling you to pre-plan your day, your week, even your month. The measure of accomplishments will be different from person to person because it depends on individual situations, abilities, and experiences. Just as every one of us is given 24 hours in a day, every one of us must take control of those hours. He says, I want to clarify what I mean about taking control of your day. Besides sleeping, there are two main divisions to your day, committed hours and flexible hours. How you maximize your time in each division can directly impact your ability to break the spirit of average. Your committed hours encompass things like working, commuting, attending school, transporting your kids to their schedule events, and so on. Let us think, how can you use this committed time more efficiently? Is there a self-development audio book or tape that you can listen to while you're in the car or on the train? Why not take advantage of your time while transporting your kids to an event to discuss what is important to them? Review your schedule on a continuous basis. And on the other hand, he says, you may discover that you really have more free time than you thought you did. The way we spend our flexible time usually boils down to split-second decisions that we make throughout the day. For the most part, taking control of your time means taking control of those split-second decisions. Too many people give up control of their time to people with stronger personalities. They allow others to call the shots for them and determine how they spend huge amounts of their day. When I decided to break the spirit of average, I decided I would never again give other people control of my time. Remember, you have to be the one who disciplines your flexible time. It doesn't mean you don't consider others. It just means you don't lose sight of your own priorities in
the process. Now, I'll be reading the continuation, ladies, of this particular chapter, Value Your Time. But wasn't that the truth, what he talked about? Too often, we give up our time to other people who have stronger personalities, and we find ourselves saying yes when we should be saying no. Something to think about, huh? Well, I want to go ahead and I want to move on as we talk about taking control in 2016. And I want to share with you 5 ways to be better organized in your business, because I know for a fact that one of the issues business women have is all about that daily workflow. And one of the things that I just read in Breaking the Spirit of Average and about valuing your time is that time really is about split-second decisions. And oftentimes you feel that you can get all these things done in your business, and then when you look up, it's 10 o'clock, almost time to go to bed, and you get further and further behind every single day. Well, as a businesswoman, and especially as a solo entrepreneur, one of the things that you have to realize is that you cannot, first of all, be successful all by yourself, okay? It's going to require you to have other people who can do things for you, right? But one thing that you need to do in the very beginning is you've got to get yourself together. You've got to figure out how your workflow is going to happen. I once had a client many years ago who wanted to hire me, and I was very, very excited, and I thought, wow, she sure is excited about me coaching her. And as we began to talk about her business, what she wanted to do was literally to advocate her business to me. And what that means is that she wanted to really just give me everything, write me a check every month, and just say, here, you run it. And I had to make her understand that, listen, this is your business, and you have to be the leader. You are the creator. You are the driver, the designer of your business, and no one else can do that for you but you. It all starts with your vision, and from there, you can begin to know who you need to delegate to, what you need to give out, and what you need to keep and do yourself. And she didn't want that. She wanted someone to completely run the business for her. And so oftentimes people have, I would say, somewhat of a frizzled or frazzled perception of what being a business owner is all about. But I want to make it clear to you today on Successful Woman Radio that if you plan on 2016 being the year that you break out, step up and step out and be the woman who is the leader of her business, then I can tell you unequivocally that you must make some changes, because if you did not accomplish all of your goals last year, or if you don't have the amount of money you want to see in your checking account this year, then guess what? Change must occur, and it must occur quickly. And one of the fastest ways to make things happen in your business is to take control of your daily workflow. So let's look at 5 ways to be better organized in your business. I'm moving quickly, ladies, so hopefully you have a pen and a notepad handy. Let's start out with 1. Start out with your Sunday review. I think a woman about business is very important on Sunday evenings. I do mine somewhere around the 7 o'clock hour, 7 or 8 o'clock hour. Start on Sunday evenings looking at your planner and your calendar and knowing what your goal is to accomplish by that Friday, okay? Because oftentimes if you don't have clarity, if you don't know what it is that you want to see by that Friday, then guess what's going to happen? Yeah, you got it. Nothing. So you have to be able to look at your planner. I want you to look at your planner on Sunday evenings. Look at all of the things you have scheduled. Now, here's what I want you to pay close attention to. If you're in business and you don't have anything on your calendar, well, there's some disconnect going on, because all of your tasks and your to-do items to support your goals should be listed on your weekly calendar. That's a part of your workflow. If you don't have any activities such as calling individuals to follow up on prospects or anything like that, then guess what? There's still a disconnect going on. So Sunday helps you to prevent problems. It helps you to also be better prepared.
It helps you to understand what you are moving toward. And as a businesswoman, you should keep your eyes on the money. What is going to bring in money in your business this week? Not next week, but this week, okay? So start out with your Sunday review. Number two, in five ways to be better organized in your business for taking control of that workflow is there are three priorities that must always take precedent in a business. Are you ready for them? They are follow-up, marketing, and new connections. Let me repeat that. Number two was there are three priorities that must take precedence in your business every single day: follow-up, marketing, and new connections. Now, while you feel there are some other things that you've got to get done, these three things are very, very important. Now, what are you following up on? Perhaps you've perhaps a client has paid for services and you are looking to fulfill those services. Well, you've got to follow up and take care of that. Perhaps you need to follow up with prospects. Perhaps you need to follow up in making phone calls or returning phone calls. Perhaps you need to follow up on writing that article that you were supposed to write. Or perhaps you had to follow up on some social media. So follow up is very, very, very important. And without it, your business will definitely fail. Here's the second thing in those three priorities: marketing. Oh, my goodness. Marketing is everything to your business. It's the cornerstone of your whole business. Why? Because the definition, the very definition of marketing is to attract others to your products or service. That's what you're doing when you market. You're attracting people to your product or service. Now, who are you attracting? Hopefully, you're attracting your target audience. And by now, hopefully, you have identified who your target audience is and you have clarity on who you need to be marketing to. And then lastly in the three priorities is new connections. Ladies, every single day you must make new connections. I am a firm believer because I know it works. You need to try this. Try calling 3 to 5 new people that you don't know every single day. Now, you might ask, how do I get these people? Where am I finding them? Okay, well, all of those friends that you have on Facebook, all of those friends you have on LinkedIn and Twitter, start right there. Start by sending them a connection call invitation and just basically just a quick note to say, hi, you know, my name is Trina. I am very interested in learning more about your business, and I'd like to share with you what I do as well, and maybe together we might find if there is some synergy. I would like to invite you to a connection call. Here's my phone number. Give your phone number so the person, you get them comfortable with who you are, and you let them know that you're willing to give first. And then they should reply to you. Now, I would say there's about an 85% response rate that I get positively on this. So I want all of you to be trying that, okay? So new connections are very important. Then let's take a look at number 3 in taking control of your daily workflow. Number 3 is develop the habit of proactivity, okay? Develop the habit of proactivity. You know, we're doing things as businesswomen in too short of time. We really need to start being proactive, and what that means is that whatever it is that you're trying to pursue with your dreams and your goals and your business within, let's say, this next 6 months to a year, you really need to work on developing the goals that's going to support all of that. And breaking those goals down into quarters and then into months and then into weeks and days, and that way you're able to better manage. Also, developing the habit of proactivity, don't forget your social media really shouldn't be taking you all day long every day. You're on social media for hours. You need to be utilizing a really good social media manager like Hootsuite where you're able to proactively pre-schedule all of your input for the day or for the month or the week, okay? And then number 4 is delegate. Okay, ladies, it's time for us to learn to really delegate work to others, whether it's a virtual assistant, a graphic designer, a web designer, a project manager, but we really need to be doing that, okay? And lastly, number 5 in 5 ways to better organize your business is, again, it's about you being the leader and the designer of your life and your business. It all starts with you. So I want to say it's important for you as the leader to know how your particular business, based on your industry, the workflow should pan out. How should the workflow flow from the time someone calls you until you close the sale? Workflow? Do you know? Can you draw it out on paper? Do you know what's actually supposed to be happening? Well, ladies, there you have it. We've had a great show for today for this 30 minutes, and I want to remind you to mark your calendar for every Monday at 12 noon as I bring you another dose of information and motivation that you will be able to use. I want to remind everyone that if you have not had a clarity session with me yet, I want you to go to Women About Biz and check out our clarity session. It's something very special and close to my heart, because when the lack of clarity causes a loss in revenue, cloudy judgment, or makes you feel lost in your business, it's time for you to have a clarity session with someone that can lead you in the right direction. And trust me, I have been there, know what it's like to feel fuzzy about my business or whether I'm even in the right business. So again, check out our all-new clarity session. Just go to womenaboutbiz.com, and in the top menu bar, click on coaching. And once you get in coaching, you'll see it right there, right in the middle, clarity session, okay? I want all of you to have a productive and an abundant week, and I want you to remember that you are the designer of your life. So take control of it in 2016. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.